Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. So text line is buzzing, and I like it that way. So thank you to everyone that is joining in on the conversation about the speech from the throne. Came down yesterday. We heard from Premier Mo right off the start. Then we just heard from NDP leader Carla Beck. And now I would like to hear from you. 1-877-332-8255. I don't want to spend the whole time talking about Compassionate Intervention Act, but I am going to, because there is a few people on the text line that are critical. This is just locking up innocent people. I'm actually just even going to pull it back a little bit further. Challenges when it comes to social issues, and I'm talking about addictions, I'm talking about homelessness, I'm talking about, I mean, there's a variety, mental health, and often people, it's not just one, right? There's a number of complex issues. It's murky, it's tough, it's not easy and definitive work. And there is no one-size-fits-all solution. There are cases, I say with strong confidence, there are cases where you need to tell people what is going to happen. You cannot always use a soft approach. And I know, I can imagine the people who have just texted me with criticism of my support for this are probably going off right now. But sometimes you've got to tell people what's best for them. Yeah, they're rare cases, they're extreme cases, but isn't it the extreme cases that we want to help as well? The ones that are easy to fix, yes, we're going to fix those. We're going to work on that, and we've made steps in that direction. But gosh, sometimes people cannot see what's best for them, and they are on a course where they are going to die. They will die if they don't get help. They're not in a position where they're stabilized enough to ask for help themselves. And so this move by our provincial government, the Compassionate Intervention Act, is a possibility to keep people alive. Yeah, it's forced treatment. No, it's not putting them in jail. Yes, it is forcing them to get mandatory treatment. And yes, it has to include a number of supports that will be there to provide them the assistance they need so that they will succeed after treatment as well. All of that stuff is true. This is a step in the right direction. Not a one size fits all for sure. And I am happy to see that it was included in there. There's actually quite a bit in the throne speech with regard to community safety. And some of it, I mean, I didn't get a chance to talk with either Premier Mo or Carla Beck about today. But intimate partner violence, some positive steps in terms of protecting from further victimization when it comes to that. A number of things in the throne speech. The health one is a tough one, and I'm seeing a number of people on the text line wanting to talk about health, because healthcare is in the news. I said that there are, I can't remember how I worded it, spots or pockets of problems. Someone took exception with that on the text line that said, Evan, the entire system is completely broken. It's on the verge of collapse. You know, I'm always a bit resistant to buy into that campaign, because what happens is if I talk to 25 people who had dealings with healthcare professionals or hospital stays over the last little while, the majority of them tend to be very positive. Of course, about the people, the professionals that work in healthcare, but positive about the process and all of those types of things. I'm not denying that there isn't problems. I see and saw back in my policing days, people lined up in the hallways on beds and stretchers in the hallways. I get it. There's problems. The challenge is, and this is what I tried to ask both the Premier and Carla Beck, is there anything that's an immediate solution? And I'm still not convinced we heard that Carla said, you know, she feels as if the government needs to work more closely with frontline people who have solutions that they can offer. Fair enough. I still don't see those as being immediate solutions. Those are going to be part of a long-term strategy. There might be some low-hanging fruit for sure, but I see a text here from Saskatoon. I'm old enough to remember when the NDP were in power, services and affordability wasn't their way of doing things. All they did was tax and stop development. Biggest export back then was young people. Regarding addiction treatments, this is Kathy. I believe forced treatment may be necessary in certain cases, but I'd suggest talking with those who have recovered from addiction to see what they feel would work best. Politicians are not the experts in this field. Yeah, lots of people frustrated. They're saying, you know, and these are the ones that I'm looking at that are critical of Carla Beck, saying you heard her criticisms of the current provincial government, but you didn't hear any plans or solutions. Barry and Meadow Lake, we would not be in the healthcare crisis we are now if it hadn't been for the rural facility closures, including schools, done by our past NDP government. They should quit pointing fingers and continue to criticize the government that is trying to undo what they did. Yeah, there's lots of, I'm trying to find, there was a text here that I saw I wanted to read, who was supportive of Carla Beck, but basically said, and I can't find it, so I'm going to summarize it, but basically what the texter was saying is, I support Carla Beck. I think she has a good vision for the province, but I don't think you can continually just say everything the SAS party is doing is bad. Essentially, that's what was in the text message from the texter. I'm sure I'll come across it here soon. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, let's go to the phone line. Oh. Here's a rare guest that I haven't heard from for a while.
Yeah, well, you just don't quite trigger me as bad as John used to, so
well,
it's not very often, but you really triggered me this morning.
Well, what did I say to trigger you this morning?
Holy smokes, did you trigger me bad? Hey, quick quote. It's a basic axiom of politics that power that can be abused will be abused someday, somewhere, by someone. This idea that government should decide what's best for anyone, in my experience, that I've witnessed and that I personally experienced, is dangerous beyond belief. The last time that happened was 2020, 2021, and 2022, and we still haven't stopped counting the deaths.
So are you talking about the forced treatment?
The forced treatment, absolutely.
But what we're doing, Kevin, is not working. What we're doing is not working.
Well, maybe that's because the powers that be don't want it to work. Maybe that's because we're not enforcing the laws that we already have in place to prevent the type of crisis we have going on. Maybe that's because we got so much corruption, we made it so impossible for people to live, and then on top of that, we pulled the COVID scam on them and psychologically affected them all to the point that, which was the greatest growth in the issues you're talking about with drug abuse, okay? We caused that damage. Now we're going to turn around and we're going to use it to implement a policy that could put everybody at risk that the government gets to decide what's best for them?
Okay, but
this,
Kevin,
is craziness, man.
Okay, but Kevin, 2016, 2017, 2018, meth was spiking in our province and we had a huge addiction problem.
Because the government wanted it to. We need these problems. Kevin. That's how we control people. That's how we implement problem, reaction, solution, baby.
Okay, well, listen, Kevin, I was going to say I appreciate you calling in. What that means is I appreciate, I guess, that I triggered you this morning, which, you know, I don't know if I can be happy about that. But it's not a perfect fix. It's not a perfect fix. But, you know, this drug problem was not created by COVID. This drug problem has existed for a while. What changed during COVID was the type of drug being used, and that shifted the problem to, you know, an amount of crime that was being committed by people that were using meth, to essentially a healthcare crisis where people were dying as a result of overdose because it moved from methamphetamines to fentanyl. And fentanyl has a different, obviously, a different effect on the body. 1-877-332. By the way, Conspiracy Kevin texts this program almost on a daily basis. And behind the scenes, we're working on putting together a bit of a segment on digital IDs. I know Kevin wants to hear some more discussion on that. He's got some strong thoughts on that. But so we're putting together some experts we can bring on the show, and we will have that chat as well. For the purposes of today, though, we are talking about the throne speech. Did it hit the mark? Did we get in the throne speech what you wanted to hear? Kathy with a text from Regina saying, absolutely not enough on healthcare. We need to do something to drive, lower the wait times and provide some help for nurses and other professionals who are struggling right now to keep their head above water. Kathy, I think there's a lot of people in this province that would absolutely agree with that statement. The problem is, and I don't want to be the but guy, but I am saying quite often, but what do we need to do then? What's the plan? How do we do it? Like, there's a list of things under the healthcare section in this throne speech. It's on page 12 talks about healthcare and some of the steps that they've taken. And it's everything from recruitment and retention of doctors and nurses to other healthcare professionals, providing seats for training, the recruitment for rural health recruitment incentive, trying to speed up the wait times, trying to add capacity for more surgeries. I'm not saying it's perfect. Like, I'm not saying it's perfect, but I guess my point is, I just don't know what is perfect. What is going to fix it tomorrow? And if there are those solutions out there, then yeah, by all means, whether it's government, municipal, health authority, whoever, should be listening to try and implement those types of things as swiftly as they can. Okay, let's take a break. We will get back to the text line and your calls when we come back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Fighters, are you excited about the concert announcement that was made this morning? Foo Fighters coming to Mosaic Stadium September 15th of next year. One of four Canadian stops on their tour, and it is happening in Regina at Mosaic Stadium next year. I've seen a few people in the text line amped up about that. Tickets, by the way, go on sale next Friday, which is Halloween Day. Okay, we're going to finish up our segment here with open phones. We've been talking about reaction to the throne speech. I want to grab the call from Don in Saskatoon. Don, thanks so much for calling in this morning. What do you got for me?
Well, Evan, a general comment. Have we become a society that says, somebody will look after me. I don't have to look after myself.
Yes. The answer to that question is an emphatic yes, we have, Don.
And because of that, people get onto that, and it becomes a domino effect. You know, you go into an emergency ward, and most people have to be there. But by gosh, a lot don't.
It's causing part of the crisis, isn't it?
They're finding it as a refuge. They're finding it as somewhere they can go that they don't have to do something on their own. Like, you have the flu and a runny nose, and you're in an emergency room. Mm-hmm. Why? You know, yes, we have people. You know, it's a terrible situation when, as individuals, we're waiting for somebody else to look after us.
It's interesting because what you're talking about there, Don, I've actually seen a number of texts on the text line that are going down the same path. And that is essentially we need deeper healthcare reform. And this comes back to the challenge that provinces have some capability in that regard, but the feds play a pretty important role as well. So if we talk, and I mean, we've had guests on this program who have explored other models of healthcare from Europe, from anywhere around the world where it seems to be working better than here. But yet when you start that discussion, people don't like what they hear. Having a hybrid model where some of it is privatized and some of it is public funded, or maybe all of it is public funded, but some of it is privately provided healthcare. Maybe it's pay for service. Maybe it's a difference in the way budgeting happens so that this is something potentially that could change provincially where you get the payment to the Saskatchewan Health Authority isn't just every year a lump sum of here's your budget, go spend it. It's we will pay you for the service that you provide. So the number of surgeries you do, the number of patients you see, the number of whatever. Does that exacerbate the problem? Some would argue that maybe it does try to cram even more people through a system that's already plugged up. But, you know, I saw a text from Randy in Dundurn saying, why does the European model of healthcare work? Touted as the direction to go. So there are models out there, but that is a deeper healthcare discussion, deeper reform. And some of it is much beyond the purview of what the provincial government is going to be able to do. Here's a text from Richard in Calvington. I didn't think I'd ever say this, but I agree with Kevin on this drug issue. Let's spend taxpayer dollars on healthcare for citizens that contribute to society. No taxpayer money on anything related to drug use. It's a personal choice, not a societal issue. Not our fault. People make poor life choices. Richard in Calvington. I wanted to get that in because I wanted Kevin to know he has someone out there agreeing with him. Good discussion, and of course we can talk more on this. We'll have more open line opportunity. In fact, tomorrow it's a pretty much 2 hours of open lines, with 9 o'clock open lines, then 10 o'clock bugs and hugs. So don't think we're going to abandon the issue, but I am wanting to talk about the nuclear transition in our province. A big conference in Saskatoon this week. We've got the president of the Canadian Nuclear Association joining us on the show next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.